The government is considering mandatory energy ratings that would show people just how much a home it might cost to run before they buy or rent it. A senior building industry leader says most buyers have no idea what their power bills will be before committing. Climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson reports.
2024 was going to be the year when the law changed, so some commercial building and apartments had to display energy efficiency ratings. Similar to the star rating on home appliances, they indicate what it costs to heat a building in winter and cool it in summer. But the necessary law change didn't happen before the election, and now the new government is deciding what to do. Steve Evans, chief executive of Fletcher Residential and Development, says the lack of ratings leaves a huge information gap, particularly for older homes.
Besides pulling out the electricity and gas bills of the home for the last 5 to 10 years and go, oh, that seems high, there is no way of creating a common platform by which anyone can say, this is a good house, this is not a good house.
He wants mandatory energy ratings for all houses for sale, and ideally, government incentives to upgrade efficiency of existing homes.
The real politic in this story is actually about doing what they did in the UK, which is introduce a mandatory requirement for energy performance certificates on all houses when they sell.
Constructing and operating buildings provides up to 21% of New Zealand's carbon dioxide emissions. And Steve Evans says even new builds use a lot more carbon to build and run than is compatible with keeping the planet under 1.5 degrees heating. Andrew Eagles, head of the Green Building Council, says New Zealand has one of the worst building codes in the OECD. The traditional issues are damp and draft, but Mr. Eagles says even new homes can have problems with too little shade or ventilation, driving up their cooling bills in summer.
We are getting frequent reports of particularly apartments and terraced homes significantly overheating. And that's a real issue if you've got elderly people or vulnerable people in your household, like infants. So we're building tens of thousands of homes each year, and many of them are going to have to need retrofit measures.
Hotter heat waves are becoming more frequent due to global heating, and Andrew Eagles says having to disclose a building's energy performance would force designers to think harder about features like airflow and shade, as well as warmth. Officials have warned the Building and Housing Minister, Chris Penk, the building code hasn't kept up with climate change. He says he's considering a range of changes, including voluntary incentives for more efficient homes and raising minimum standards for new builds, but Cabinet hasn't yet made a decision on them or a mandatory rating system.
That's a point that's been raised with me. To be clear, that would have to be a government decision, and we're not, we haven't yet made any decisions in this space.
Chris Penk says when it comes to energy efficiency, cheaper running costs for owners and tenants align with climate goals.
That report from our climate change correspondent Eloise Gibson.